my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life, not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. After all of what has happened, I said, I don't know how am I going to do this now, Lord. You're going to have to. You're going to have to show me. Because the things that I was going to say has already been said. Hallelujah. Huh? Well, amen. The thought that I have for this morning, breaking through with praise. Breaking through with praise. And I'm coming from 2 Chronicles, the 5th chapter, verses 13-14. Oh, Lord. It came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one. You get that? With one accord, is that right? Hallelujah. To make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then, hallelujah, and then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of that cloud. The Bible says of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord has filled the house of God. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord has filled the house of God. Where every one of us, including the musicians, was with one accord. Now, Pastor got on it in Acts when they said they were all in one place. Hallelujah. And they were all with one accord. Is that right? And the Bible says, Pastor, you walked on that one, brother. And the Bible says, suddenly, can you imagine? We're all sitting in one place. We're all with one accord. We're all praying. Hello? We're all seeking the Lord. We're all doing what we're supposed to be doing. We're all together in this. And all of a sudden, there came a sound as a rushing mighty wind. Is that right? And the Bible says, and it set upon each and every one of them. Hallelujah. And they began to speak with other tongues. As the Spirit gave them utterance. Is that right? Hallelujah. You see, when God does a thing, that thing is done. When God moves, now I heard the pastor say that we need to move too. He didn't say it exactly like that. But we as believers in Christ, we must believe that God is who he says he is. And when we believe that God is who he says he is, we worship him in spirit and in truth. I don't know about you this morning, but I came to worship. I came to give God praise. As the song said, I came to lift him up. Hallelujah. And that's what I love to do, is to lift up the name of Jesus. Because I understand that if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be able to praise his name. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be able to talk the talk. Hello. We wouldn't be able to walk the walk. Is that right? But because of Jesus, I'm able. Oh. Hallelujah. I'm able to stand. Is that right? Paul said, after you've done all to stand, stand therefore. I know we look at our lives sometimes. We've gone through so many trials and tribulations, so many circumstances and problems and things that try to hinder. But if we make up in our minds that we're going to stand anyhow, and we look unto the hills from whence cometh our help, and realize that it all comes from the Lord. Hello? And when we get those things together, something begins to move on the inside. That power that we have. Now, I want to stop there just a moment. Do you know you got power? There's a special something to those that are believers. Come on. There's a special power to those that have the Holy Spirit. Now, y'all gonna get this. That is our weapon. Because the Bible said, but ye shall receive power in Acts. Hallelujah. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Come on. And when we get that power, hallelujah, the devil don't want you to utilize. Come on now. He doesn't want you to utilize that power. He does everything that he can to stop us from, try to stop us from utilizing that power. But I want you to know something this morning. Praise God, I felt the power here. And I know we don't go by feeling, but I felt the power here this morning. Praise God. Why? Because the power is in me. The power is in you. And when we stand together, praise God, we have to put the devil on the flight. He can't stand where the power is. That's why it's so important when we come together. Oh Lord, not only when we come together, but especially when we come together, we release that power. Hallelujah. You don't know that brother, what that brother's going through that's sitting beside you. You don't know what that sister's going through that's sitting beside you. You don't know what those children are going through that is sitting beside you. They need what you got. They need what we have. They need that power. And they see that power in you. And you know, they say, God, I want that power. Hello? And, oh Lordy, when that power come upon them, that power will show them what they need to do. The power of the Holy Ghost will lead, guide, and direct them. I want you to think with me about the breakthrough that we may be going. I'm trying to try not to get ahead of myself. We'll break through. If you've received that power, you have the power to break through circumstances. Now, wait a minute, just a minute. What? I have the power, you have the power to break through circumstances, situations. We have the power to be able, as Christian believers, experience life, that everlasting life through faith. Hello? I don't know about you, but I'm trying not to. But God is good. When you've got what you say you got, God is good. Hallelujah. So God has given me that, given us that faith, praise God, that convincing faith to realize that he is God. And he's God all by himself. How many of us want to feel free from being dry? I was privileged to go to I won't call the name of the church, but I was privileged to go to a church. Now listen to this one. And that was a young lady there, and she made this statement. She said, I don't know what happened to the church. She says, I remember. That's the problem. She said, I remember when the church was on fire. Hello? I remember when the Holy Spirit used to take control of the services. I remember when people used to be touched and blessed. I remember when. What has happened to us now? And I started thinking, I said, my Lord, have mercy. In some parts, the church is dying spiritually. Because I like what the pastor said, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. We worship God in our spirit. And the power of God is released. And the power of God reaches out and touches people through us. People are blessed because we stand in the gap. Y'all don't hear me. People are touched because we stand in the gap. You don't have to be in church to stand in the gap. Come on now. We are born again believers, and everywhere we go, hallelujah, somebody should be able to see Christ in us. That is our hope of glory. Is that right? Hallelujah. And when we allow the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct us, people, praise God, are moved and motivated and encouraged to get back into the house of God. I don't know about you, but I want my life to be a testimony. I want people to know that I am a child of God. How many of us want that breakthrough in our church. I know we've been having some breakthroughs here. Come on. Amen. I'm still reeling from what, 2 weeks ago? Oh, Lord. And that's hard for me not to preach, but I'm trying not to. 2 weeks ago. Hallelujah. Then not only 2 weeks ago, but praise God, every week after that. But 2 weeks ago, we got that breakthrough. Y'all don't hear me? Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 2 weeks ago, the Holy Spirit just opened up this place. And people begin to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. People begin to shout glory. Hallelujah. People begin to walk up and down the aisle. Some begin to run down the aisle. I don't know about you, but I know that the power of God was in this place. And because of the power of God, I saw people be let loose because the enemy has had them in his grips. See, when you start to break loose, the enemy... right there saying, go back to sleep. Be a nice little boy. Be a nice little girl. Now, you don't want to show people that you're excited. Just be calm. Is that right? I told a pastor one time, I said, I've been saved too long now to be calm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told him, I said, my elders from back when I first gave my heart to the Lord, they told me that it ain't going to last. I said, wait a minute. You mean to tell me something this good is not going to last? I said, yeah, you get to a place to where you calm down. I said, Lord God Almighty, don't ever let me calm down. I want to be like this every time I come to your house, everywhere I go. I want my light to shine. I want people to know that I am a child of God, that I have been born again. And when I come to your house, I want to be able to release. When I come to your house, I want to be able to glorify God. When I come to your house, I want everything to come out. It's too good. And God is too good. Hallelujah. Let me go on here. I'm trying to see how much time I got here. No, let me go on. Let's go to Psalm 71 and 14. Psalm 71 and 14. I want to try to get through all this. But if not, praise God. But I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I will hope continuously. It said continually, but it means continuously. And continuously means no stopping. Hello? I want to praise the Lord continuously. No stopping. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. And yet praise him more and more. When I think about praising, I think about giving God glory. And when I think about glory, I think about praising. When I think about praising, I think about glorifying God. When I think about glorifying God, I think about lifting up His name. When I think about lifting up His name, something clicks on the inside. I begin to get happy. Praise the Lord, and I begin to think more and more about God. And when I think more and more about God and how He's moving, praise the Lord, I get excited. And when I get excited, praise God, I begin to let loose. And when I let loose, praise God, I begin to lift up the name of Jesus. And when I lift up the name of Jesus, something began to happen. When I lift up the name of Jesus, all power began to break loose. And glory to God. And you know, even when I'm at home, if I lift up the name of Jesus, the power of God be right there with me. And I praise God, I can say glory, glory, glory to the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Hallelujah. I start thinking about those angels when they do that every day, 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. They on to something. Glory to God. You hear me? They're on to something. When they glorify God, God lifts them up. When I glorify God, God lifts me up. When I magnify His name, praise the Lord begins to bless me even more. When the enemy is on hard and heavy on me, all I got to do says, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, God is my strength. He is my hope of salvation. I want you to know something. Sometimes the enemy comes hard against us. Sometimes the enemy tried his very best to destroy us. Sometimes the enemy gets on our back, and praise God, and begin to speak in our ear. But praise God, all we got to do is say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. I command you to get away from me, because God is my source of strength. He's given me the anointing. He's given me the power of the Holy Ghost. And because of that power, you have no power. Hallelujah. We give too much power to the enemy. Too much power. Don't get me wrong. He's got power. But God is all power. Hallelujah. When He gives us that scripture says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Wait a minute. Lord, you told me something. Your word tells me that you will never leave me. You told me that you will never forsake me. How many of us has been in a situation where it felt like God wasn't there? How many of us been in a situation where we prayed and we prayed and we prayed and we prayed, and it seemed like the prayer was just bouncing off the ceiling, but we continued to pray. Remember, continually. And we continue to pray. Sometimes it get us to the point to where, Lord God, where are you? Uh-oh. And all of a sudden, that still, small voice speaks to your heart and says, William, I was there all the time. Hello? Didn't I not make you a promise that I will never leave you nor forsake you? Hallelujah. Do you believe? Y'all don't hear me? Do you believe my word? That's the key. Believing God's word. I know we get in the situations and circumstances to where we have this time. Even David had that problem. Where he wondered where God was. Come on. But he never gave up. He continued to worship God in all his adversities. He continued to make known that God God is God. For God I live, and for God I'll die. I want you to know something. My mind is made up. My heart is fixed that I'm going to love the Lord regardless of how circumstances come, regardless of people come against me, I'm still going to worship God. I've been saved for almost 50 years. Yeah, I had to think about that a little. In that 50 years' time, oh, I've had some ups, and I've had some downs. My former pastor got me to believe in something. He says, do you know, people say they go down in the valley. I said, yeah. He said, do you realize that there's two mountaintops to one valley? I thought about that. I said, Lord, you're right. I'm twice more blessed than I am in a situation that I'm hurting. I'm blessed more than I hurt. Y'all don't hear me. Believers, y'all don't hear me. When you get down in the valley, you're blessed twice more. Hallelujah, when you're in that valley. You may not realize that when you're in the valley, things happen. Jesus said, I am the lily. I am the lily of that valley. Y'all don't hear me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That means glory to God when I'm in the valley. Jesus in the valley right there along with me. Hallelujah. Encouraging me. Telling me to get up. Telling me to get out. Telling me to go back to where I was at. I want you to know something. Hallelujah. It encourages me. It encourages me. Brothers, sisters, hallelujah, be encouraged. Hallelujah, be encouraged. You got two mountaintops or one valley. Glory to God, when you're on the mountaintop and you may slide off into the valley, remember you got another mountain. Glory to God. That you can praise, that you can lift up the name of Jesus. Don't get me wrong at what I just said, because we realize when we're in that valley, we can still lift up the name of Jesus because he's right there with us. We can call his name, and glory be unto God. All of the critters that are in the valley, I want you to know something. They have to succumb to that lily. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. They have to realize that lily is in the valley. They have to realize that lily is Jesus. Come on now. Hallelujah. And glory to God. And while I'm there, I have to remind myself that Jesus is there with me. Jesus is there leading and guiding and directing me. That Jesus is the one that's going to lift me out of that valley. That Jesus is going to put me back on the mountaintop. That Jesus is going to make everything all right. That Jesus, hallelujah, is going to help me to be able to lift the name of Jesus up once again. That Jesus, hallelujah, is going to put the praise back. That Jesus is going to help me praise his holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me get calm here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Every time we find ourselves in a situation, we need to make a joyful noise. Is that right? I keep going back to 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. We were making a joyful noise. And most of, if not all of us, was in tune. I heard people shouting. I heard people praising the Lord. I heard people, you know, I sit on the front row, but I don't look behind me. Because if I look behind me, I may see something I don't want to see. So I look forward, and most of the time I don't look at those that are singing. But I look to the Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. And I said, Lord God, hallelujah, I want to give you praise. I don't want to ever stop praising you. I don't want to ever stop loving you. I don't want to ever stop doing what you want me to do. I don't want to ever stop. So as long as you praise me, hello, you won't. He reminded me sometimes of the song, this joy that I have. Oh, hallelujah, Pastor, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, hallelujah, and the world can't take it away. Hallelujah. We used to sing that song a lot when I was younger. Hallelujah. Every time we sing that song, the house come down. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit comes out. Is that right? Hallelujah. Because we realize that the joy that we have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. And we sing that song from the depths of our hearts, that realizing, praise God, that God has given me something, that given me a power, even in song, that I can praise the Lord, that I can look to him, and I begin to say, Lord, I thank you. You ever been in a situation to where you were in such pain, you were in such sorrow, and all you can say was, Lord, I thank you. 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 And glory to God, the more you begin to say, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. You begin to feel that presence of God. And you say, Lord, I thank you. You feel that power moving. And you say, God, you're so awesome. God, you're so powerful. And Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I love you. And then you went from Lord, I thank you, to Lord, I love you, to Lord, I love you, to Lord, I love you, and Lord, I love you. And when you get through with that, you say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. And as we're praising and loving and thanking God, hallelujah, God lets us know, son, it's time to stand up. Son, it's time to get out of what you're in. Son, I'm right there with you. All you got to do is just look to me. All you got to do is just stand your ground. All you got to do is just call on me. And praise God, the light comes on. I said, Almighty God, I love you. Lord, I need your help. I need your guidance. I need your deliverance. I need your direction. I need what you want me to do. Lord, I don't want to be here in this situation no longer. I want to come out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. But those of you that do, you know what it's like to be in a situation to where the enemy thinks he's got a hold on you. Come on. Where the enemy thinks that you are defeated. Where the enemy thinks that you have no way out. Where the enemy thinks, oh Lord, have mercy.
that you need to give up and give out and give in, then all of a sudden that still small voice speaks to your mind, speaks to your heart, and tell you, if you give up now, all hope is lost. But if you hang on, everything is going to be all right. And glory to God, hallelujah. When you hang on, don't give up. Sometimes it looks like you're hanging by one finger. Hang on anyhow. Don't lose your grip, because God says, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. Just about when you look like you're going to fall, you feel the hand of, oh, y'all don't hear me. You feel the hand of God as he reaches down and grab that hand and pull you back up and say, son, I heard you I heard you the first time you opened your mouth, but glory, 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 hallelujah, I am determined that you're not going to fall. I am determined that you're not going to go back. You got to be determined that you don't want to fall. Y'all don't hear me. You got to be determined that you don't want to go back. You got to be determined that you're going to walk forward. You got to be determined that heaven is your hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, here lately, man, I was shouting over there, now I'm shouting up here, I'm getting hoarse, but that's all right. I remember those days when we were doing parties. Yeah. I remember those days, Pastor. Song come on, I don't care how hoarse you was. Is that right? Hoarseness and all, you still sang that song. Is that right? Hallelujah. I said, Lord, if I get hoarse, just help me to make a sound. Glory to God, because I remember how I was when I was in the world. I made all kinds of sounds. I may not have been the best singer, but I made all kinds of sounds when I was out there having fun. But Lord, I'm having, hallelujah, a good time with you. I'm having a good time in your presence. I'm having a good time. Hallelujah. I don't care if I lose my voice. Praise God. I'll clap my hand. And if I can't clap my hand, I'll stomp my feet. Some way, somehow, I want to make a noise unto the Lord. I want him to know that I'm not giving up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. I'm going to praise him. Hallelujah. He deserved my praise. Hallelujah. Whether I can sing or not, he deserves my praise. And I'm going to give him my praise. Praise, get calm down here. Praise secures God's holy presence. Praise secures God's holy presence. Hallelujah. When we begin to praise the Lord, when we praise the Lord, hallelujah, it secures, hallelujah, God's presence. You know, the angels, when they're sitting around the throne, God recognizes all of them. Hello? All of this, they're saying, holy, holy, oh Lord, holy is, not was, is the Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. who was, who is, and who is to come. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. If the angels can do that, praise God, they don't know what salvation is. But if the angels can do that, how much more should I be able to say, glory, glory, glory is the Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. Hallelujah. I know, hallelujah, who he is, because he saved. His presence is with me, because he told me that he will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. Let's go to Psalm 68, 24 and 26, through 26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 68, 24 through 26. They have seen thy goings, O God, even goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. Where do they see him at? In the sanctuary. Then, listen to this. The singers went before the players. The singers went before the players. Is that right? Hallelujah. On instruments, followed after. Now, wait a minute. You had singers, you had players, and you had instruments. They were following after. Among them are the damsels. All right, now I was going to dance, but I ain't going to do that. She said, don't do that. Hallelujah. There were dancers. Glory to God. So God had all base covered, didn't he? After among them were the damsels. Were the damsels playing with timbrels? I guess we know what a timbrel is. Is that the little ones? Okay, I thought so. Timbrels. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. I remember long time, I didn't play those though, but I remember long time ago. Man, that tambourine was my favorite. Hallelujah. I went through so many tambourines, it was terrible. Glory to God. Because when the Spirit of the Lord began to be poured out in that place, man, the more the Spirit is being poured out, the harder you hit that tambourine. Glory to God, and the harder you hit the tambourine, next thing I know, them little cymbals start flying everywhere. Praise the Lord. And if I had one more pastor playing that tambourine, glory to God. Why? Because, praise God, I'm going to give God praise and glory and honor, praise God. With he told me that I can play the tambourines. Hallelujah. And I played the timbrel, but I played the tambourine with everything that I had, just like I always do. Everything that I got, I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because, saints, what you have, what you've got, what you're harboring on the inside of you, and I'm talking about the Holy Ghost. If you've been born again and the Holy Spirit lives in you, you got that power. Hallelujah. You've got that strength to be able to do whatever God will have you to do. Praise the Lord. If it's playing a tambourine, play the tambourine like God has anointed you, praise God, to play that tambourine. You play the drums like you got the anointing to play that drum. You play the organ, praise God. You make sure you that you got the anointing to play that organ. If you're playing hallelujah lead and bass guitar, you play that thing, hallelujah, under the anointing that God's given you to play that thing. And when we begin to sing and shout and glorify God, we sing and shout, hallelujah, like God is there with me, that God is there with you, hallelujah, telling you to give him glory, to give him praise. And you begin to sing. You begin to sing with praise and with all of the praise that's in your heart. And the anointing, praise God, of God begins to flow throughout the building. Hallelujah. And praise God. And then the next thing you know, hallelujah, the organ and the musicians, hallelujah, begin to sound as in one accord. And praise God, this congregation, praise God, join in one accord. And praise God, and when we're all with one accord, hallelujah, something begin to happen. People begin to get delivered. Yes. Set free. Healed. Because we're all. Now this is what makes a church strong. Think about it. When we're all together. I'm not thinking about what Bobby Joe, Sister Joe, did to me. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Y'all don't mind if I step down, do you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're not thinking about the trouble I've seen. Y'all don't hear me. We're not thinking about that brand new. Y'all don't hear me. We're not thinking about our aunts, uncles that are lost in the world because they don't want to serve. We don't. Y'all don't hear me. But glory to God, we're there. One mind, one spirit, and one accord. We're saying, God, for you I live. For you I die. As long as it takes, I'm going to sit right here until the promise come. Glory to God. I don't know when that promise is going to take place, but you told us to go and tarry until it do. And glory to God, Lord, I don't care how long it takes, but I'm going to be right here until the promise come. And glory to God, and I'm getting ready to close in a little bit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And about that time, hallelujah, something began to happen. Hallelujah. There came a sound. Glory to God. They wasn't expecting a sound to come. But there came a sound as a rushing mighty wind. Hallelujah. And the Bible says it filled the whole place. Glory to God. And there came cloven tongues. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. And that cloven tongue, it set upon each and every one of them. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. And because it set upon each and every one of them, they began to speak as the Spirit gave them up. They began to shout as the Spirit gave them utterance. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. They begin, praise God, to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, wait a minute. Hallelujah. They were so engrossed with the power of the Holy Spirit that the people that were walking on the outside, they heard them. Hallelujah. They spoke. And you know the devil don't like it. Oh, y'all don't hear me? The devil don't like it when you get excited. The devil don't like it when you get happy. The devil don't like it when you start to speak with angelic tongues. The devil don't like it. Hallelujah. While you're there in the midst of God, then the people start to say, wait a minute, something's wrong here. Those people are drunk with new wine. And glory to God, thank God for Peter when he stood up and said, wait a minute, I want you to know something. These are not drunk as you suppose, but this is that was prophesied. Come on now, hallelujah, by the prophet Joel, that in the last, y'all don't hear me, that in the last days, hallelujah, glory to God. Thank God for Peter. He said, wait a minute. These are not drunk as ye suppose. Seeing it's but 9 o'clock in the morning. Or the third hour of the day, which is about 9 o'clock in the morning. Wait a minute, how many people get drunk in 9 o'clock in the morning? Well, nowadays it don't matter. Hallelujah. See, people drunk at 6 o'clock in the morning. See, but the third hour of the day is in the morning. Said, this was prophesied by the prophet Joel, that in the last days they shall speak with new tongues. Y'all don't hear me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your old men. Oh, glory. We'll dream dreams. Your young men and women, y'all don't hear me. We'll prophesy. Y'all don't hear me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I may have it backwards, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Said men and brethren. Hallelujah. What must we do to be saved? Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Hallelujah! Pastor, can you imagine how many people gave their hearts to the Lord at that time? Hallelujah. Just like when we're praising God, someone says, I want that. You can have that. All you got to do is repent and be baptized. Repent. And you're saved. Being baptized, is an expression of what happened on your inside. Glory to God. You were dead, but now you were raised. Oh, y'all don't hear me. You're raised up with Christ. Hallelujah. To be with him forever. Is that right? Glory to God. Many people got saved because of the disciples and that other 120 in the upper room. Well, maybe some of you don't know that there was more than 12 disciples up there. There was 120 more plus the 12 disciples. Oh, glory, 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 glory. And they all, hallelujah. Now, you know how it is when Christians get something that they want to share? Nope. I think Pastor said that the other day. When we first got saved, oh, Lordy. When we first got saved, that was the most joyous, happiest day of our lives. We couldn't, I know Pastor said he couldn't. I was the same way. I couldn't wait to go tell family members. Let me tell you something. I've given my heart to the Lord. and I'm no longer the same. Do you want to come and go with me? Hallelujah. Can I lead you to the Lord? It is awesome. It is wonderful. It is glorious. Hallelujah. To know the Lord as my Savior. Praise God. And I got my bubble popped. Well, it didn't pop me from my salvation, but it made me wonder why somebody don't want what I got. It may be good for you, but it ain't for me. But you don't understand. Once you give your heart to the Lord, your life is changed. So, I go to the next one. Hey, I've got saved. Good for you. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I go to other family members. So, you know, it kind of gets you right here. I said, Lord, why don't they want what I got? Why don't they want to give their hearts to you? This is awesome. This is wonderful. This is glorious. Hallelujah, I've never felt like I felt today. This is good. Lord, why did they want it? He said, William, everyone is not going to receive what you have. I was kind of disappointed. I felt, you know, Pastor, you know how you feel. Hey, I can get this guy or girl, whichever relative it was, I can get them to serve the Lord. And that was my problem. I was trying to do it. It don't work. I may have plowed up the field. Somebody else come along and water it. I mean, I may have plowed up and planted the seed, and somebody else come along and water it. God, you know, as a young saved person, I didn't understand that. But I understood it later on. It ain't me. It's God that gives the increase. Hallelujah. And when I realized that, then I could, you know, it didn't bother me as bad. It still bothers me when people don't accept the Lord, but it don't bother me as bad because I know it's not me. I've done what I needed to. Hello? I've done what I needed to do, and that is to deliver the word or to deliver the plan of salvation. It's still up to the individual to receive it. And after I found that out, then I began to think, this joy that I have, you know, probably not like that, but this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. If they don't want it, they don't have to have it. As long as I do what God has called me to do, and that is to be a witness, my life should be a testimony unto those that are lost. Hallelujah. Breaking through with praise. If we praise the Lord more than we find ourselves in a situation to where we neglect praising, but if we praise the Lord more than not praising, we will find ourselves high above the situation. Why? Because we know that our Lord liveth. And we know that our Lord is still Lord, regardless of what happens to us, regardless of how people act toward us. I got one more. I got one more. Y'all bear with me. I got a minute and 52 seconds. All right. Do like Pastor doing that. I got a minute and 42 seconds. How many of you know that praise secures release? Praise secures release. I know just about, if not all of us, have come to the house of the Lord with something either on our minds or the devil chasing us. Come on. We may be in a situation where we need God to liberate us. Is that right? Amen. I don't like to say amen to my own message. Come on. Let's go to Acts, the 16th chapter, verse 25 and 26. Acts, the 16th chapter, verses 25 and 26. How many of you know there's a lot happening at midnight? And at midnight, Paul and Silas did what? What that song say? Late in the midnight hour? Hell. It was late in the midnight hour. Paul and Silas prayed and sang. What? Wait a minute. Now, how many of us, don't raise your hand, I don't want to know, but how many of us, when hard times come, do we pray and sing praises to the Lord? A lot of times we start thinking about the problem, don't we? Then the Holy Spirit gets to say, wait a minute. Now, you know what to do. Hello? You know what to do. You need to sing songs and praise me. But let's go on here. And the prisoners heard them. Acts 16:26 says, and suddenly, that word again, there was a great earthquake. Hello? There's a lot of shaking going. Y'all don't hear me. That's another message. A lot of shaking was going on, right? It was shaking so much that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And the Bible says, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. Hallelujah. That's what happens when you pray and sing songs. What was, what was holding you starts to shake. Hallelujah. Did y'all hear me? What was holding you down or holding me down starts to shake. And then you go back and get you a song to go along with the prayer, praise God, and the doors broke. Hallelujah. And you come out glorifying God. You come out praising God. I came out praising God. I come out giving him glory. I come out giving him honor. I come out lifting his name up. I'll come out praising. Hallelujah, 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 glory. It'll loosen and open the doors to your prison. You say, well, brother, I wasn't in no prison. You may not have been in a physical prison, but there are some prisons worse than being in a physical prison. And the devil throw you in a spiritual prison. Sometimes those spiritual prisons are rough. Hallelujah. But when God opens the door, he opens a door that no man can shut. Is that right? Praise the Lord. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just got to remember to praise God anyhow. As I heard this morning that we don't need to wait for these guys and the praise and worship team. Come on. When we come to the house of the Lord, we come to the house of the Lord already ready. Is that right? Praise the Lord. And when the power of God, oh, hallelujah. When the song that is sung touches your heart, it stirs us automatically because we're giving God all of the praise, all of the glory and honor, and blessing his name.